You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome back to the Random Theory Podcast. I'm Grace.
And I'm Josh.
And this is week two of the Random Theory, where together we discover and answer the curious questions of the world.
Woo! Week two.
Yeah. Week two.
We are recording this still back in 2023. This is a, you know, we're looking ahead to the future.
Yeah.
We're living in the future.
Yeah, get ahead of the curve, you know. Should we hop into some ratings and reviews? I feel like we got things to catch up on in the year and new fans and people to chat with. So what you got?
Yes, I do have some things from the Science Pals, specifically coming from YouTube on the comments. And this one was just a fun little comment I wanted to shout out. Do you remember in the cancer episode, we talked about the mutation of cells, and I can't remember how we got on it, but we mentioned The Last of Us, and you said you were watching the show.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. I haven't finished it. Did I finish it yet? They're filming season two. Did I finish it?
They are doing season two. Yeah.
Yes. Not PG at all.
Well, sure. Sure.
So very much an adult show.
Talking about The Last of Us, person, this is from Jack. We'll say it's from Jack.
It's from Jack. Hey, Jack.
And basically, I think you had made the comment that you hadn't played the video game, was what you had said in the video.
Yeah.
And so this person just said, Grace upset so many people just then with a cry face. And they said, I definitely recommend to anybody to play the games before watching the show. And that
it's like reading the book before a show.
Sure, it is. And I said in the that episode that I hadn't watched the show, and that's the reason why, because I like video games. I'm a video game person, and so like I haven't played them. I want to at some point, so I'm like not watching the show, even though I've heard the show is great. I want to watch it, but I'm holding out on it.
I'm just like, I don't know. I'm not a video game person. I wish I was.
Yeah,
I played Mario Kart with my friends for the first time in like, I don't know, 6 years.
Oh, wow.
And like, I was exhausted mentally afterwards. So like a jump scare video game is just not for me. No, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll take your word though, Jack, that it is better. Cause like, I don't doubt that a single second. Totally on board with the video game is probably way better. It can have a longer storyline. It's catering to a different audience. Like it can, you really have the character development. So like, I'm totally on board with the video
it's
game.
Totally the, it's like the book to movie
thing.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, anyone out there, let us know. Have you played it? Have you watched it? What's the difference? Do you feel the same way?
It's super interesting. You know, like I really feel like it has something to do with your imagination. Like when you're reading a book and when you're playing a video game, it's like you are in control of the like picture that you're creating in your head. And when it's on TV, you just lose that imagination because you're just being forced to like digest and absorb something. Versus use your imagination to like picture the characters and how they would react and how they would feel and whatnot. So I think it is very, very interesting. Yeah.
It is like it's a different experience, right? Like, with a video game or even a book reading, you're very much like actively
in it,
in it, and especially like a video game, like you're putting in input to control things, whereas a movie, you're just like, you're a viewer, right? You're just sitting back and letting whatever unfold in front of you.
Which is why I think it's always so upsetting when like someone gets cast for a certain show and like there was a book before it, because you create this image of this person that you've never met before.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
you're just like forced to be like, okay, well, this is this person. Kind of the same thing with a video game. It's like the people in the video game are different than what was done for the show.
The general like consensus shaken out after the fact with The Last of Us, people enjoyed it. The TV show. But when they first cast the girl that plays Ellie, the girl in it, people were like, that's not, you know, she doesn't look like that. I don't know. She doesn't sound like that or what, you know, whatever stuff.
Really? I'm very curious because I think they casted Ellie perfectly, but I've never played the video game.
Well,
so,
I think
there you go.
I think from what I've seen, again, like after the fact, after people watched her performance, watched the season, they were like, oh, she was good.
Yeah.
But it was just, you know, the initial like casting.
For sure. For sure.
Because she, I mean, the actress doesn't, it's not like a one to one. She doesn't look, you know, like exactly like, I mean, it's similar. Like she's, you know, whatever, a young brunette girl or whatever. So it's similar. Yeah. But everyone loved Pedro Pascal, though. That was they like that.
Oh
they
gosh,
loved
yes.
him cast as the.
I can't imagine anyone else cast like in that spot. That was a perfect cast.
Yeah, he's great.
I love it. Okay, anyway, thank
anyway,
you Jack.
Yeah, thank you
for
Jack.
That like a bridge side conversation tangent.
Yeah
sorry
yeah.
I upset you. Hopefully I don't do that in the future. But if it comes to video games, I definitely will. So
fair,
sorry about that.
yeah maybe someday we'll get Grace to play The Last of Us.
I don't think so. That's like me playing Slenderman or whatever that game was. And like, it's just not going to happen.
You know,
Mario Kart's where I draw the line. That's already too intense for me.
Hey, Mario Kart can be very intense. So
yeah. Then we tried playing Super Smash Bros. And that just was really downhill for me. I played as Pikachu and it just really didn't go well for me in Pikachu.
No, I feel that actually. It never goes well for me in Smash. I'm not good at it. And
I don't understand the buttons I was supposed to be pushing. My friends were like, yeah, do that. Push the. And I was like, it's not working. I don't understand. So there was just too much happening. I felt overwhelmed. I was exhausted by the end of it. And that was that.
So overall, just a great time.
I literally came home and took a nap. I'm not even joking. I literally left my friend's house and came back and took a nap. Like,
that's so funny.
It was so awful. I hated every moment of it.
Man, you just really upset the whole group of fans.
I know, and I'm sorry. That's why we have Josh here.
That's why I'm here. I like video games. I love video games. So if you want to talk about them, talk to me. That's
yeah, I'm
we'll
not
do.
Your girl for that. Anyway, should we hop into listener curiosity for the day? We are really like off the beaten path here with this one.
We are, yeah.
The listener curiosity and topic of today's conversation, which I'm very, very excited about.
So I think we should also say, before you get into listener curiosity, that we've already decided this is going to be a two-part episode. There was just too much here. Grace just went too hard on...
I went real hard on this podcast.
You know? I mean, if you look at the title and you know anything about Grace, it's not a surprise.
No, it is not.
So just get prepared for that. It's going to end on a massive to-be-continued cliffhanger.
Massive to-be-continued. I'm going to try to share some wisdom with you guys, number one. About things that I have learned in meteorology and can share, and also just like things that, you know, I think are cool about weather. Spoiler alert, that is what today's podcast is about. It comes from Apple Podcast and it says a person, I think maybe. That's a great name. I don't even know who this is, but a person, I think maybe. I feel that at the deepest level and part of my soul. They said, great podcast, gave us 5 stars. And they said, I've been watching you on YouTube for a couple of years now. I remember when the podcast channel wasn't even the podcast channel yet. Wow, you are very OG. For a podcast idea, I would like to know the science behind storms and how they form. Maybe even add in a little twist.
Ooh, I like that. Little
this is
twist.
Stellar. A little twist.
That's a tease for part two.
Super big tease for part two. And then they have a joke. Are you ready?
Yeah. Hit me.
Why did the toilet paper cross the road?
Why?
It was on a roll. Classic joke bringing us into 2024.
Yeah.
Can you believe it is 2024? That's insane to me.
I don't even know how to feel about it at this point. Like, it's, I can't really believe that it's 2024.
Yeah.
I feel like we're getting up there in the numbers where, you know, like in all the, you know, you'd see like a sci-fi movie or whatever.
2030.
Where, yeah, and it was like, whoa, 2030, that's insane.
Like, the Zach and Cody restaurant reservation was this year.
Oh, yeah, I saw that when it was, when it like trended that it was the day or whatever, yeah.
But like, that's huge. I remember when I was younger watching Suite Life of Zach and Cody, and there was like, they said that and I was like, oh my gosh. And it like, I live to see it happen. Crazy. Literally crazy.
Yeah, it's just like you said, like 2030.
Yeah.
That sounded like such a futuristic, far off year.
Literally.
Now that's like 6 years from now. Like, we're not, you know, like,
I will probably have children at that point.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
That will be insane.
Yeah.
Back on this, maybe a person. Thank you for the rating and review, number one. Number two, I am beyond stoked to talk about this because this speaks to like what I studied in school and everything. And I'm going to blow your guys' mind with some really rad meteorology science stuff. So we'll be back with that after this break.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Storms.
I'm gonna try to stay out of the weeds, but we might get into the weeds. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna try to keep it in the middle.
Yeah.
But there are so many different storms and balances that are so delicate in the atmosphere. Like, it's beyond, the atmosphere is so delicate that it's unbelievable.
Okay.
It actually takes a little bit of magic to bring storms to life, honestly. And one of the most shocking things for people, well, I mean, there's a lot, but like my favorite too, I'll tell you guys first before we get into storms. So first off,
okay.
Are you a cloud guy, Josh?
A cloud guy.
Yeah, like you like clouds.
Like Dropbox or what?
No. The tech cloud, not the tech cloud.
Had to.
That was a good one. That was a really good one.
What do you mean?
One.
A cloud guy.
Just like clouds. Like clouds. You look at clouds, yeah.
Usually only when they are associated with like a nice sunset, like a really just, you know, sick sunset, then I'm all about clouds. Yeah.
Well, clouds are like a magical feat.
Okay.
It's kind of crazy. So they technically shouldn't exist. And I'm about to get like really deep with you guys. So clouds only exist in areas of uncertainty and disruption in the atmosphere where things are unstable. Something beautiful exists out of it. So how can something that exists in chaos and disruption be so beautiful? Which are clouds.
Okay.
So remember, if you ever feel chaotic on the inside, like a cloud, it's okay because on the outside, you look like a beautiful fluffy giraffe in the sky.
Oh, I needed that. Needed that today.
Don't forget that. Yeah. So clouds exist in areas of severe uncertainty, which is why you see them with low pressure systems associated with rain. But you know, it's a great day when there's not a cloud in the sky. That's how you know the atmosphere is very stable.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
My second wild fact for you all today is that raindrops don't actually look like a teardrop. Like, you know when you draw raindrops?
Oh my gosh. Have I been lied to my whole life?
You've been lied to your whole entire life.
Ugh.
So raindrops don't actually look like a teardrop. They actually look like a hamburger bun.
Really?
Yes.
You know, thinking about it, but giving any any ounce of thought to it, it makes sense. You would have, you know, if it's falling, you would have resistance.
Yep. So you'd have air resistance. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So the classic raindrop shape doesn't really make sense.
It does not. And it's not what they look like. So children listening to the podcast, anytime you draw rain from now on, please make them look like little hamburger buns.
Yeah, just
because
little
buns. That's what they look like. Like the little top of a hamburger bun, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, is it top, bottom, or is it like both?
It's like the, I mean, it could be both. Like if we're talking like SpongeBob Krabby Patty shape, but like it's usually just like the top bun. And that happens because of the air resistance. So the air is like pushing up on the water as it's falling, flattening it out as it's falling.
Right.
Everything you know is a lie about rain.
You know, I'm glad we're going into this podcast with just some hard truths.
Yeah.
Starting 2024 with some hard truth.
Hard truth. That's your hard truth of the day, you know, because everyone needs a little bit of a hard truth in life. But yeah, the first time I learned that in meteor, like I never, obviously no one really like puts thought into it until like someone puts it in front of your face and is like, hey, by the way, like, this is not how it is. And like the first time we talked about that in class, I was like, what in the world?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. You know, that's really heartbreaking.
So yeah, my children will be instructed to draw little hamburger buns as rain. Growing up,
can be those kids, huh?
Yeah
hamburger kids,
hamburger raindrop kids. Absolutely. That's definitely way easier to draw than a raindrop. All right, anyway, on to storms.
Okay
We have to start with thunderstorms, obviously, because that's kind of the big one here. There is so much I could get into and want to get into the weeds on, but we shall say not. This is not a meteorology podcast or a meteorology course 101.
Sure.
But
yeah.
A thunderstorm is a rain shower during which you hear thunder. And since thunder comes from lightning, all thunderstorms have lightning.
Good to know.
Also, there's no, I'm dropping all the bombs here. There is no such thing as heat lightning.
Heat lightning?
Yes. It's a thing here on the East Coast that I grew up with. And usually on really hot summer days, you'll see like lightning and clouds. But and like they always refer to it as heat lightning. There is no such thing as heat lightning. That is just lightning from a thunderstorm.
We didn't have that in Utah.
That's because you guys don't really get thunderstorms.
We don't do it like that out here, you know?
So yeah, so that's not a thing. So if you ever talk about heat lightning, you're wrong. It's literally just lightning in a cloud that's happening.
Okay, like a thunderstorm. It's just a thunderstorm.
It's a thunderstorm, yeah. And if there is no thunder and there is no lightning, it's not a thunderstorm. It's literally just raining.
It's just a storm.
Okay, so why do we sometimes hear meteorologists use the word convection when talking about a thunderstorm? So sometimes we talk about convection storms, or I talk about them a lot when I'm in the summertime especially. So convection is created by the surface heating, and convection is the upward atmospheric motion that transports whatever is in the air along with it. Especially any moisture available in the air, a thunderstorm is the result of convection. So in the summertime, especially in the south, in the southeast, I would say, you are guaranteed a pop-up thunderstorm in the afternoon because of convection. So hot air starts rising and cold air has to come down and replace it. But as that hot air is going up, it's taking moisture with it. And so then it's all able to build in the atmosphere because you're turning the atmosphere over because that hot air is rising and the cold air is sinking when the cold air wants to sit on top.
Is everyone taking notes? There will be a test on this afterwards. So
yes.
I'm
like really trying not to get into the weeds, but like I'm so passionate and like this makes me so happy to talk about that. Like,
well, it's so cool. This is great. This is literally what you went to school for. Like I don't blame you that you're like having to constrict yourself, you know, not to get in the weeds.
Did that make sense though? I don't even know. I feel like
it did make sense. You have air rising, it's sucking moisture up.
Yeah.
Cold air is going in to replace it. You get a storm up in the sky.
It's like a hot pot on a stove, how it's constantly turning over the water.
It's just, there's just water rising, you know, into the air. Yeah.
Yeah. So whenever you hear a meteorologist use the word convection, it means the storm happened basically in place. So it's literally just from the air rising
right there. Okay.
So convection's thunderstorm usually are stationary and there's really no wind typically. It's just like, okay, all of a sudden there's like a giant thunderstorm cloud and you're like,
it just forms above you. It's not like blowing in over the hill or whatever. Yeah.
So it's really interesting. And then a thunderstorm is classified as severe when it contains one or more of the following. So when hail is 1 inch or greater, or the wind is gusting at an excess of 50 knots or 57.5 miles per hour, or there's a tornado in it.
Yeah, I would consider a tornado pretty severe.
Pretty severe, yeah.
1 inch hail, though, that's wild.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's like, don't that's doing be damage. Out in that. Yeah, no. That's definitely doing damage.
Knock you out.
Yeah. Hail's such a weird thing. Like, not even just that it, not how it forms. I mean, I think that's also fascinating, but like,
it's also fascinating.
It's just such a weird, like, because I remember when I was looking at insurance for my car, one of the places they had like a hail thing. Like, it was, it mentioned hail. And I was like, how weird is that? That just randomly, the sky can open up and hard objects are going to fall from it. Like, and you have to account for that.
You do. And you know what's even crazier is hail typically only happens in the summer.
Yeah, that's true. It's not a winter, you know. It's
not
a winter
phenomenon. It is a summer phenomenon because the upper atmosphere is frozen because the temperature is up there. Next time, if you're ever on a plane, my favorite thing to do, this is such a nerdy thing to do, I love to go and look at the stats page of the plane to see how cold it is outside, to see like what the wind is. And like, basically I pretend that I'm a weather balloon, like, and nice. I can put together like a profile of the atmosphere in my head.
Okay.
Of like what it looks like. But
yeah,
it'll be like negative 200 degrees up there where the planes are, which is crazy to think about. But hail basically bounces up and down until it gets too heavy and then it falls out. And then, and this happens in really strong convection storms where the, like, the temperature of the atmosphere is like very, very cold and they all just compile together and then they just bounce up and down collecting. And then once it gets too heavy for the cloud, it falls out and then you get a hailstorm.
So basically, yeah, it's literally just like you have water in the atmosphere and it's so cold up there. You have hot air holding it in place up there in the cold. Mm-hmm. So that it just can continue to freeze and it gets larger because there's more moisture and it's just growing and growing until it's too heavy. And then it falls through the hot air and lands on your car and smashes your windshield.
Worldwide, there's an estimated 16 million thunderstorms each year, which is crazy to me. And at any given moment, there's roughly 2,000 thunderstorms in progress.
Oh, wow. That's wild to think about.
And then if we break it down regionally, there's 100,000 thunderstorms each year in the U.S. alone.
Okay.
Which is wild.
I mean, that's, that's a lot. I was like, at first I thought that doesn't seem like enough, but then just thinking about 365 days in a year, but then also excluding like winter, that is a lot. That's a lot. Yeah.
It's insane. It's a lot of rain, honestly.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably going to get even more severe. So about 10% of those reach a severe level. But I think we're going to see those numbers increase because the world's getting hotter. Right. So convection's happening more readily and blah, blah, blah. Right. You know how I feel about that. Anyway.
Yes.
So thunderstorms are more likely in the spring and summer months and during the afternoon and evening hours, like we discussed earlier. But they can occur year round and at all hours of the day. So along the Gulf Coast and across the southeast and the western states, most thunderstorms occur during the afternoon.
Yeah.
Why? Convection.
Yay.
Thunderstorms frequently occur in the late afternoon and at night in the plains states.
Oh, at night?
Yes. Okay. You wanna know why?
Sure.
You're like, not really, but you're gonna tell me anyway. So usually this happens because it will build in the afternoon in the, like, let's call it, like, I don't know, Colorado, and then the storm will travel over the plains, and by the time it gets there it'll be at night.
Oh, so it's not forming there, it's coming from somewhere else.
Exactly.
Okay.
And by the time they get to the plains, because like there's no trees or anything there, the wind really rips through there. And that's how the storms become so strong and powerful.
Yeah. That's how you get those tornadoes.
Tornadoes. Okay. So we talked about kind of how they form, but what does it take for a thunderstorm to form? And like, we haven't even gotten into snow or anything because like snowstorms are their whole other thing. Like the storms, we could do a whole like new podcast on storms. Anyway, so there's three basic ingredients that are required for a thunderstorm to form. So you need moisture, rising air, and unstable air.
Which is, we talked about the rising and unstable air.
Yep.
In the form of convection.
Yep, that, and you need a lifting mechanism to provide the like little nudge, which would be like the air rising.
Like an elevator.
Basically, yeah.
Oh.
Be like a little nudge, like go.
Go, get.
Go, do, rise.
It's motivational, really. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is, you know? My classes, meteorology classes, were just so motivational back in the day. They were not. They were grueling. It was like the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, if I'm being honest. The equations and the math things I had to know were like, bleh, sickening. So basically, to talk about these mechanisms, we're going to pretend the sun is heating the surface of the earth, which warms the air above it, right? So sure. If this warm surface air is forced to rise, aka it hits a hill or a mountain or areas mm-hmm. where warm and cold or wet and dry air bump together, it's going to cause a rising motion, because warm air and cold air do not mix. They are like cats and dogs. They don't get along. They will not mix together. They will literally sit on top of each other and move the other one out of the way.
Okay.
Basically, they bump together and it causes a rising motion, and it'll continue to rise as long as it weighs less and stays warmer than the air around it.
Which makes sense. The hot air is always going to rise.
Yep.
As long as it's hot air.
And then once it finds its friends in the same temperature category, it'll just stop wherever it is.
Okay.
Fine. So it's like, say it's like 70 degrees and it hits a 40 degrees pocket. It's going to keep rising and rising and rising until it finds its friends at 70 degrees.
Right. Yeah.
And then it's going to be like, hey, let's be friends and combine together. Ta-da. Unstable friends causing chaos.
We've all got them, right? Everyone's
we
got
all
them.
Got them. Yeah, you know that friend that you get together and it's just like mass chaos every single time you're like together.
You really shouldn't be with that friend, but it's like fun, but you don't know.
That's exactly what's happening here. As that air rises, it transfers heat from the surface of the earth to the upper levers of the atmosphere.
Upper
levels of the atmosphere. The upper levels of the atmosphere, which is the process of convection. Convection is so important. Like, literally, it is what like drives the Earth's processes on land and sea and everything. Like, this motion of air rising and sinking is what causes all the systems on Earth to work the way that they do.
It seems, I had honestly never even thought about it in the terms of weather. I had only ever thought about it in terms of an oven.
I mean, it's the same principle, like in the ocean as well. You have the rising and sinking of hot and cold water.
That's true.
Which is super duper important.
Everything's just right. Everything's just moving. Just constantly flowing, you know?
At all times. At literally all times. So the water vapor, that hot air that's rising that it contains, it's going to begin to cool and release heat. And that condenses to form a cloud.
Yay.
We have a cloud now. And as that water vapor is released, the cloud eventually grows upward into areas where the temperature is below freezing. So anytime you see a cloud, it is frozen water particles.
Wild.
Also, fun little cloud fact for you. If you're ever looking at a cloud and it looks really soft, that means the cloud is not building anymore. It's not going to continue growing. Like, if its edges look fuzzy, it means the cloud is done. It's done growing.
It's done. It's had its time.
It's done. It's like basically going to fizzle out from there.
Okay.
If you see a cloud and it looks very sharp, it is still growing. It is still like, if you watch it and you see a very sharp cloud, you will be able to watch the cloud literally explode and continue to build. And it is one of the coolest things you will ever see.
Interesting.
It's wild.
Well, like I said at the beginning, it wasn't much of a cloud guy.
How can you not? Utah has some really sick clouds.
Maybe that's why I'm taking them for granted, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, you know, whatever about it.
Yeah. Which is fine. That's okay. So as a storm rises into freezing air, different types of ice particles can be created from the freezing liquid drops. And those ice particles can grow by condensing vapor. So like frost, you know, and collecting smaller liquid drops that haven't frozen all the way yet, which is called a super cooled raindrop.
Okay, super cooled.
Mm-hmm, super cooled. Okay. And then when two ice particles collide, they usually bounce off each other, but one particle can rip a little bit of ice off the other one and grab some electric charge.
Whoa. Okay.
Yes. So a lot of these collisions build up bigger regions of electrical charges to cause bolts of lightning, which create the sound waves we hear as thunder. Bada bing, bada boom.
Also,
lightning.
Another crazy talking about, I mean, this is me just like literally being not existential, but just overthinking little things of like, you know, talking about hail and how weird that is.
Yeah.
Lightning is also right there. That it's just like at any given moment in a storm, a massive bolt of electricity could fly from the sky and just.
Yes.
Potentially kill you, I guess, if it hits you. But
so I'm not even gonna like, yeah, so we're gonna like take a pause for a second, because
okay,
there is one thing I fear as a meteorologist. I can track a thunderstorm, I can see on radar where there's a tornado, I can see a hurricane. Lightning is the only unpredictable thing in the world of meteorology. You cannot predict where lightning is going to strike, which is why it scares the living poop out of me. And also, it can literally reach outside a cloud and strike like 15 miles away from where the storm even is.
Oh, so you could be at what you think is a safe distance.
Yes.
And you could still get got.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, God. Literally, yes. It's insane. Like, lightning is the one thing. It's fascinating because it's a beautiful thing, but it is so dangerous. It is so sketchy and it is wild. Truthfully.
I saw this video on Reddit of these people.
I love when you start sentences like that.
Well, listen, that's where I see everything. But it was these people in the desert. And there was clearly, like, you could tell, like, it was a storm above, dark cloud they were in. But I don't think it hadn't started raining. It was just dark clouds, wind picking up.
Which we'll talk about that in a second. Actually, we'll talk about that a little later, about, like, what they were experiencing. Because it actually has a name. And it's, like, something I want our listeners to always, like, feel and remember. But anyway, continue.
Oh, shoot. Okay. But then there was also, and maybe you can correct me here, I think the desert had played a role in this, but static electricity, because all their hair was like sticking up and their clothes, like every, you know, things were like swirling around. And I was like,
insane.
Get out of there. You're about to die.
Yeah. Literally, that is like, if you can feel the electricity in the air, number one, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, you're a part of that charge now. Number two, like, that's just like, no, thank you. I'm good. Big pass. Yeah. Speaking about what you saw on Reddit, what did you learn on Reddit this week?
Since this is a two-parter, there's a lot more to talk about. Grace has got like two more pages on storms. We're actually just going to end it here. I'm not going to do a thing I learned on Reddit. We're going to save that for next week. It'll be the end of next week.
We kind of got one.
We got a little. There was a little. Yeah, we had a little tease of Reddit.
A little taste
on there.
Of Reddit.
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, it always finds a way in. I'm always bringing up Reddit, so always. It always ends in. But so that's going to be where we're going to end it this week. We'll pick back up next week with much more about storms. It looks like it's some very good stuff. So make sure to check back. We'll get into what I learned on Reddit, which is a fascinating conspiracy theory. So there's a tease on that.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love conspiracy theory.
But if you enjoy the podcast, make sure to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. If you want to send us a podcast topic, you can send it in your rating and review. You can email us at randomtheorypod@gmail.com. You can respond to the Spotify Q&A, leave a comment on YouTube. We're checking all of those things.
Also, just join in the conversation. Yeah, just like, you know, you don't have to leave a rating and review. You can just be like, oh, I found this really interesting, blah, 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 whatever you want to share. Or what you know.
We've been calling those out a lot.
Yeah, those are fun.
Just people. Yeah, if you have something to say about whatever we're talking about, let us know and we'll probably talk about it and, you know, respond because we like the conversation. So
we love it. We're also trying to find a place where all of our community can like hang out and be together and like have further conversation. So be on the lookout for that in 2024. You science pals, you, because we love you so much.
On one hand, that feels like the perfect use for a subreddit, but like I don't want to make a sub. I don't want to do that.
No, I don't want a Reddit. So it feels like a great place, but we're gonna keep looking because we want it to be a good, safe, great place.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Okay, science pals. Right. Until then, don't get blown away by a thunderstorm, and we'll see you next week. Bye, science pals.
Bye, everyone.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.